We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat win! Heat win! Heat win on a drip drop night. I feel like that hasn't happened in a while. I might be making that up. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's a guest when we have guests on, they never win. Either way. The Heat win tonight. They blow out the Cavs. They do what they're supposed to do. Listen, very satisfying win. The first quarter, you wanted to pull your hair out. They allowed 36 points in the first quarter. They course corrected based on only 71 points for the rest of the game. That's good defense. The Cavs have one of the worst offenses in the league. So that first quarter really had you basically shaking in your boots. It had you shitting yourself a la Duncan Robinson. But for once, the Heat bench showed up. The Heat bench outscored the Cavs bench. The Struce was loose tonight. The Struce was loose. Duncan Robinson had, and the rest of the team actually lifted these guys up for once. Like, it was really, really, really good to see because we are just so used to Bam and Jimmy carrying the load, and then hopefully one of these other motherfuckers show up and does a little bit of something, and then we squeak out with a win. Tonight, you had a team effort. You had Mr. Deadman off the bench. Not a lot of points, not a lot of stats, but just, you know, all around, you know, overalls and gloves, monkey wrenches, Newport hanging off the lip, old-fashioned hard work. Local mechanic just doing his thing. Bring me out brass. I've been drinking all day long. I'm on this diet where I can't drink as much. And today was my cheat day, so I went ham. I've been drinking. I'm about to switch the crown. I'm gonna turn my camera off and make another drink. I got the mood lighting behind me for the drip drop Saturday. I don't even know what day it is. So since not all of us. Oh, Giancarlo Navas was supposed to be here, but he got so fucked up he couldn't make it, which is the spirit of the show. I'm proud of him, except that he was drinking mint juleps. Brass, do we have anything for that, or did you have time?
Other than my own mint juleps? No spoilers. No, I don't have anything for that.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. We will have something for drunk Giancarlo on mint juleps. But anyway, I'm Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alph954. You're here watching Hangover Time, the Miami Heat Beat postgame show. And now let's find out what everybody's drinking. I love that little jazzy tune, man. It just puts you, it puts you in a nice, relaxed vibe. Sometimes after losses, it annoys me because like I'm riled up, I'm ranting, and all of a sudden Brass like,
no, I don't want to calm down.
Right.
And I'm like, fuck you, Brass. It's not your fault.
Catching strays, what the fuck?
Moose, what are you drinking tonight?
Come on, man. You know me. I got the monkey shoulder. Got a fresh bottle here, although I've already been putting in some work. And, you know, this was a good week. This was draft week, baby. This is what we look forward to all the time. It's always good to beat the Cavaliers in Cleveland because fuck that city. So I'm going to hit them one time with a drip drop.
Yes, Moose.
All right. To remind everybody what drip drop nights are all about. It's about shots for subs. So when you guys give us subs in the Twitch chat, we will take shots. We will take swigs. The whole point is to get as fucked up as possible. Unfortunately, some of us have stumbled into the show fucked up already. So it's just going to get worse as the show goes on. We're probably going to have to cut this one at about 35 minutes before shit goes completely off the rails.
We're going to totally canceled.
I make more Deadman driving Miss Daisy jokes. And then Tiffany jumps right behind me talking about trying to get you to the stove. Anyway, Tiff.
Yes.
What are you drinking today?
Tall ass Tito's and lime.
Come on.
That's too much.
There you go.
I like that.
That's too much.
Too much? No. Just enough.
That's just enough.
I'm concerned.
Let's go.
Where's your wife, Tiff? Can we talk to her real quick?
That's more alcohol than Solana has had in his system his entire life.
Yes. The entire pandemic. Brash, what you got for us tonight? Give me something. Mood lighting. I'm only drinking Sprite and vodka as normal, but I have the mood lighting. I feel like I set a nice little mood back here. We got kind of vice colors going on. Tell me you brought something to the table.
I mean, I just feel like you said kind of weird mood around what Gianni was drinking because that's the same damn thing that I'm drinking. I also made a mint julep.
Gee, come on. What's in a mint julep? I honestly feel like it sounds like a jelly.
I actually have all the shit here. I'm going to be making it tonight. That's what I'm drip dropping with. But I have some bonded old granddad whiskey. Some bourbon. It's some simple syrup, and it's muddled.
Do you have a personal bootlegger? Like, where do you get this shit from?
No, man. I know a lot of liquor stores. I know a lot of places to order from. I got places. No, come on. I know. It's like it's muddled mint, and it's delicious. There's nothing not to like about this drink. But honestly, fuck Kentucky, fuck Derbies. Oh, I don't give a shit about any of that. It's just a tasty drink.
All right, Siobhan. Can you come up with something harder than a mint julep? I don't care how much liquor's in.
Do you see how fucked up Gianni is?
I don't care. First of all, it's Gianni. Like, I'm not giving that any kind of.
I mean, he had liquor, guys. It's a big day for him. You know?
Gianni drinks.
But the name mint julep, I just can't.
Usually he drinks and then goes to bowl bar, RIP.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Julep. It's the word julep.
The word julep.
Wait, bowl bar.
It sounds like tulip.
Bowl bar. Oh,
Tip.
Oh, man.
You don't know.
Ooh, that is a.
I mean, he beat trip number two. Once
trip
we're
number
all
three.
Vaccinated.
Trip number three. First of all, there's no vaccines against Bull Bar.
That's true.
But that is going to be a Patreon episode where we detail our trips to Bull Bar because they're horrible. It's like you see the movie Hangover? Just imagine you remembered everything. That was our trips to Bull Bar.
No more.
A family member go to the emergency room. Anyway,
that was before I couldn't go to Bull Bar because
the family member didn't even make it to Bull Bar. They went to the emergency room before Bull Bar. That's a good story. What are you drinking? That is a Patreon off-season
episode. Oh, fuck,
episode.
Yes it is. Yes.
I remember going to oh, Brass, I got this. His family members, don't worry. I've gotten worse people out of situation. I walk into the bathroom. I'm like, Brass, call the ambulance right now.
It's over.
It's not. This is not a good sign.
Anyway, we'll save that for another time.
Speaking of drinking, what are you drinking tonight?
Jim Beam, rye, and some ginger ale, and some like sparkling peach something. And some mango punch. I'm gonna start making drinks and give them my own name. So I'm gonna call this one the nightcap.
Nice.
I like it.
Nightcap julep.
That's right. It just that drink just put motherfuckers to sleep.
We got any subs yet, Brass?
Listen, I made one last night and passed out on my bed.
I love it.
Door wide open.
No.
No subs yet. Holy shit. Moose, hit him one time for the no sub drip drop.
No subs? Do I do that? All right. Well, you know what? Fuck it. Let's drink. We got to hit him one time for a free drip drop. That's an IOU, people.
Yeah. Y'all got to make up for that one. But for real, this on a night where the Hawks lost, I think the Hawks lost again.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm sorry. I've been drinking, guys. I think the Hawks lost again. The Celtics had that bullshit victory yesterday where they were down 27.
Hawks won.
Hawks won. But, you know, Hawks that was 50-50 won? On that one, Alf. So you almost had it.
I thought the Hawks – oh, they were losing at halftime.
You almost had it. That's okay. You'll get it.
I was close. So you have the Heat still tied for six, half a game out of fifth, one and a half games out of fourth. This was an important game. You had to keep pace with the Hawks. Keep pace with the Celtics, who had that amazing game from Jason Tatum last night. I mean, we can hate all we want, but the Spurs were up 27 points, and the Celtics came back, and they actually won that game in overtime. Holy shit. I mean, like Jack Alfonso says, Pop looking funny in the light. I'm not going to go that far. You know, he doesn't have three Hall of Famers, and it's looking a little funny.
Pop is looking a little flat.
Pandemic Pop is a look, I'll tell you that. Pandemic Pop is a vibe.
He looks like a white walker. Remember when they made him a white walker in the Game of Thrones?
Oh,
like,
shit,
he legit
yes.
looks like a fucking white walker now. Like, if somebody told me he was just a reanimated corpse of Greg Popovich, wouldn't be surprised. It's a Weekend at Bernie's situation, word to karate.
If he's the White Walker, he's the Night King.
He's the Night King.
He's the Night King.
Come on now.
And Dean Wade is one. I'm sorry. fucking open from the corner all fucking night.
We don't say that name around here.
Right. Moose,
I know you stopped watching the game after the first quarter, rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the way that thing started. I was like, fuck that. I'll check back in towards the end of the
But they were fourth. Fucking dominant throughout. After that, I mean, I think Siobhan said it in the chat. Like, they're playing well.
They're playing
after
well.
That first quarter, they dominated the rest of that game. Like, it was never in doubt.
First quarters than good ones and then go to shit.
Yeah, this is so much better than the inverse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I'd rather they end the game well instead of start it and then shit away. But Moose, the bench gave them something tonight, which we haven't seen in weeks.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, do you guys put this more on Strus? Like, I think he was the one that kind of ignited things and got things going, which is so fucking sad to say. But that's where we are. That's where we are this year, that Strus is our guy to get shit going. And yeah, the Strus was loose tonight, you know, and let's give some love also to our specialist, the best 3-point shooter in the NBA, Duncan Robinson being the first to get to, what was it, 500 in a short span
in
or
NBA
some shit
history,
like that?
No, it's the fastest to get to 500 threes in NBA history.
Yeah,
not
that's
heat
incredible.
History. That's insane.
That's incredible. He deserves legitimate praise for that. Like, shout out to him. That was amazing. Love the picture that the Miami Heat put out of him at the JCC Rec Center in, like, the seventh grade. Looks amazing.
But I got to say, though, like, yes, it was a win. It was a dominant win. Aside, that first quarter was shit. But, yeah, they owned the game after that. It was great. But this was one of those. Remember, we were talking about if they lost this game, we would burn Heat Twitter to the fucking ground.
Right.
And because they had the Cavs, they suck. They're not good to begin with. And then on top of that, they also had no one available. They had like 9 available players. Okay, so like, yes, this is exact. We came off the finals. We should be beating up these teams. We shouldn't be high fiving each other. I mean, good. It's
well,
let's do that
point,
because it's happened so few times this season. But
at
shit.
This point, Brass, when they do what they're supposed to do, you know what? Okay, if you're a teacher, right? You have a class full of students, right? Mm-hmm. You have your gifted kids that excel all the time, and you have your kids that most of the time eat paste, right? The kids that eat paste. when they finish their assignment, I don't care if they got all the answers right, if they got half of them wrong, but they actually finish the assignment instead of like going off into space or peeing in a corner. When they finish their assignment,
yes.
You give them a sticker.
100%. Yes.
I am giving the Heat a sticker. They
give them all the stickers. You know why? Because you haven't given them this. It's a full sticker sheet this fucking season. We haven't even given out a sticker yet. So give it to them. Give it to them.
If one of the smartest kids in the class just barely finished an assignment and it pissed himself, of course you don't. But the Heat are not one of the smartest kids in the class.
Well, I was just going to put that in the chat.
Okay. No, but it is a win, and it's a definitive win, and it's great. But you were asking Moose, like, you know, kind of like, well, when people are talking, why did we win tonight? What player do you think this is? No. Stop. We won. Be fucking happy we won, but let's not be overly analytical on this game, which should have been a fucking blowout. Let's move.
What do you want me to do?
Yes, keep talking. No, we're good. We're good.
This is the show.
I'm happy.
We talk about the game that just happened.
That's good. Let's fucking talk about it because fuck the Cavs, fuck Cleveland.
Dream drop.
Oh, shit, I'm out of my drink. Man. I got to make some more.
He's out of julep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to say. Like, I'm happy the fucking bench did something. You got Max Strus for, and then we got Tiff. Are you here?
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick Nunn tonight. I mean, Kendrick has consistently been, over the last 3 weeks, the third best player on this team. And I don't think you really can argue that. Like, I don't know who you would put in that space. I mean, Duncan, there's times that Duncan has been that guy. But consistently a guy that from quarter 1, 2, 3, and 4 can get you buckets, get you all different kinds of buckets. Get you those relief points that Dragic can no longer get you, you know, on a night-to-night basis. Like, Kendrick Nunn has been there. And tonight, he leads a team with 22 points and just did everything for them.
The last couple of weeks, what I've been saying, let that man play. Everybody quick to send him to the bench. For who? For who? Let him play. Tyler ain't got no feet. Oladipo ain't got no knees. Let that man play. This is what you rolling with into the playoffs. This is it. Let that man play.
It's like a game of operation. We missing Orgies.
Right. Seriously. But he's playing with confidence, Al.
Exactly. Siobhan, and just what Tiffany said, he's stepping into those threes and letting them fly. Like, there's no thought about, should I be shooting this three? Okay. He is the second best three-point shooter on this team right now. I don't care if Hero comes back with bionic fucking feet. He is the second best three-point shooter on this team. That means they need him to shoot, and he is not afraid to shoot, and he's shooting lights out.
Thank you. He's been, one, his decision-making has been so much better. Yes. He's handling the dribble. He's maneuvering the pick and rolls better. He's knowing when to attack, when to retreat dribble. I tweeted earlier that Kendrick is the team's best offensive, like most natural offensive player. And I believe that to be true just by the way that he is able to get to the spots. He's able to get to his places. I didn't say he's the smartest. I didn't say he's, you know, the best player on the team. And Jimmy is not the person to challenge that with. Jimmy is phenomenal. But Jimmy knows that he is not an offensive weapon. And so he does other things tremendously well. Goran is an offensive weapon when he's fully healthy and has 3 months of rest and, you know, has the trainer out there on the floor with him. We haven't seen Tyler, you know, do much of anything. He's been hurt. And so I love what Kendrick's done. He's hit the pull-ups off the pick and rolls. He's getting to the basket. And like you said, he's the second best three-point shooter. Kendrick is a three-level scorer. He can score at three levels. Does he do it consistently? He has been for the last two or three weeks.
Like, you can't.
Before then, he had like a little slump, but the time before then, he was playing really well also. So he's not the best player on the team. He's not a better player than Jimmy, but I do believe he is one of the best offensive players on the team, and he's going to be important if for nothing else than to keep going healthy. Because if he doesn't produce, then you're forced to run Goran out. If he doesn't mm-hmm. produce, then Jimmy and Bam are already shouldering so much of the load and so much more of that just goes back onto him. Kendrick Nunn will be important either for the playoffs, for the rest of the regular season, or as a trade chip in whatever we do going forward.
Now, one of my things with Kendrick, we saw last year, he started off the season. He was amazing. Yep. Yep. He was part of the engine that ran one of the best offenses in the league. Then after around January, February last year, he took just a huge drop. Yes. I mean, precipitous drop. COVID happened. He had COVID. He had a death in the family. And now we're starting to see him round back into form. Is this just a case of this guy finally getting healthy, his mind getting right? Because like you said, Siobhan, it's not just about the scoring. It's about defensively, he's still not a good defender, but he makes better decisions defensively. Yes. He makes better decisions with the ball. He's quicker with the release. Like, he's a smarter basketball player now than he was even at his peak during the beginning of last season. Yeah. So are we just seeing a player that's, you know, listen, would I rather have a Depot or somebody who's just proven to be able to get to the basket time in and time out? Yes. But if there is no Depot, Goran is still who Goran is. I mean, Goran had a good night tonight, a better night tonight. He wasn't great, but he was – This is at least you could hope for something like this from Goran. If this is what we're getting from the rest of the team, is this none good enough to get them, let's say, through the first round?
I think you have to hope this, so.
This none is, but in conjunction with Jimmy and Bam playing at their highest level. See, that's the whole thing. Yes. Exactly. This none can get you to the second round. If Jimmy is doing Jimmy things, if Bam is being aggressive, if Duncan is hitting shots, that can work.
Those four guys are everything.
That can get you, yeah. Well, and the other thing is, let's just be honest. Stop looking. I'm done on the Depot watch. I'm done on the Tyler watch. We shouldn't even be talking about them. Right. They're not healthy. So until they actually get on the floor and do something, and I don't mean just show up. I mean produce, man.
Tyler showed up a lot. But he ain't produced.
And
remember when I was saying that he don't look right? I didn't think it was fucking cereal or Instagram models or any of that shit.
No, it's clear. It's clearly a physical ailment. I mean,
remember when I was saying the guy looks winded? I was like, he. Well, and that's one of these things that drives me crazy. I'm sorry, Tiff, to cut you off.
Go ahead.
One of the things that drives me crazy about when we talk about these players, and listen, I do it. I did it too with none. I was like, yo, the dude's trash, blah, blah, blah. He can't defend, blah, blah, blah. He's the worst. Okay, we can talk about the game, but sometimes we have to look at what's going on. Like, Tyler was hurt. Tyler wasn't right. Now, we can talk about Tyler's game in a macro sense, but over the last few weeks, Tyler was hurt. Like, I remember there was a stretch where Kelly was just shit last year. I mean, most of the season last year. Mm-hmm. And I could tell you that Kelly wasn't right. I don't know if it was right foot or left foot. His foot was all fucked up. There's times that, like, these guys don't look right. They're fucking hurt. And the Heat don't release no information. So you just don't know. Tyler's been hurt. He's been walking around on one foot. You know what I'm saying?
And Alf, I mean, kind of to your point on Kendrick, too, we could say this about Tyler. How much has COVID played a factor into his play, you know? Because I think what we're seeing now with Kendrick is a factor of he's finally over all the COVID shit. He's finally getting his rhythm back. And more than anything, he's got his confidence. Let's not forget that he was just like Tyler. He was in all of those trade discussions. And say what you want, but for a young kid or any professional, if you're hearing your name in trade rumors, that's going to play in your head. So but now that's behind him. Now he's got his rhythm. It's a mix of everything just kind of falling into the place at a time when we desperately need it.
And one second, to what you just said about him having been in trade rumors, that was after he had been playing stellar and then hit a slump.
Yes.
He was at like rookie of the year discussions, whether that's warranted or not, feel how you feel, but he was being
voted. He was second in voting.
Second in voting. Yeah. He was doing really well. He hit a slump and then started to hear himself in trade rumors. That does do a lot.
And mentally. Lost
that's
all
a lot to
minutes.
Do. And had a, mm-hmm. yeah, like he
lost his role, his minutes, lost everything.
I hope
but you know what was
getting back to form.
But the one thing we don't talk about either, we talk about all this stuff about K-9. K-9 got dragged through the mud by the media, by the team, lost his spot, blah, blah, blah. Exactly.
Yeah.
By G.
By all of us. On, by we, was G. All being, no. We was all being shitty to him.
I'm not claiming that.
But okay, the, but I was.
But here's the thing. No one heard this man complain once.
Not once.
We like never heard a leak. We didn't hear anything come out the locker room. Nobody's baby mama knew a story. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. I've heard more so, shit from Ariza. In
exactly. Yeah. So truth be told, listen, he's played his part.
I'm happy
and
for any, him.
And
man.
He deserves all the praise that's coming to him. But on the side of it, that Tyler and that foot issue, that's been a lingering issue. And when I say lingering, I mean more than a month.
What is it? Is it a bone?
It's been more
it
than a month. And I think COVID. I think there's some COVID to it, too.
There might be some COVID, but I'm not as worried about the COVID as I am the foot.
Brass, no. you have what
injury.
It looks like.
Yeah.
Brass, you haven't looked at what it looks like when someone's walking with gout? I think we have.
I hate you so
oh
fucking
my god.
Video.
I know you. Oh my god. No, you don't.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
When someone's limping on a counter.
You're making
gout.
Me pull that shit up?
Yeah.
I knew you had it. That's why I said it. Super producer. Come
keep talking. I got to find that fucking clip. I don't have that clip pulled up. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Are you
doing? So Tyler is.
I only have
available.
So much space on here because of the moose's.
Okay, but we have. Okay, but I did want to introduce something because one of the other guys we got to give roses to tonight. Is Max Strus.
Yeah.
Max Strus came off the bench. The Strus was loose. And if Kendrick Nunn is a dark knight.
Go Brass, away. Go away.
Oh, no.
I believe that we have the white
wolf. Bucky. Bucky Strus.
Yo, I'm so glad you didn't show it to us earlier.
Bucky Strus. Bucky Strus. Go back. Look at his eyes.
From now on, we call him the white wolf. The first time Brad showed this to me, I was like, "And I didn't realize that was Struce's face." I mean, it's so good.
Is it White Wolf or the Winter Shooter?
That's a little strong to know.
I like the Winter Shooter, but you know, with today's climate, I don't know.
Yeah,
if
that is problematic.
I think White Wolf next to the Dark Knight. I mean, those are the two that came through for you.
That's
tonight.
Good.
We got a theme on.
Bucky Strus.
Take it away now.
Make me uncomfortable.
I was there for a while.
I did that. I just
his whole family was definitely drinking mint juleps today.
I enjoyed the shit out of that. We might have to make Kendrick Nunn the Black Captain America after this shit.
Ooh.
Yo.
Let him show up tomorrow night. See what happens.
I'm telling you, motherfucker have wings on.
His ass gonna have
the
wings. coming out like this.
upgrade from Batman.
KZ Akpala gonna be Red Wing and shit.
Ooh. That's Ant-Man.
Who's the worst Avenger? Who's like the worst Avenger?
Hawkeye?
I mean, yeah, it's gotta be Hawkeye, right?
Yeah.
Hawkeye. That's KZ.
Shit. Oh my god.
Wait, Heat movie. Are we gonna do the Heat Avengers?
We should. He's on the team, but he ain't on the team.
Yeah.
We know he's there, but like
I think is this the clip?
Oh, Gout Walk.
Oh, here. Hey. Hold on, y'all.
Put the fingers up there.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let me see that thing real quick, Young Blue.
Oh. Boost a bit to the court.
In hell.
Gotcha.
Let me get it. Backpack still on. Shooting like yeah, mine.
That's when the dude come onto the court with Timberlands on.
Oh shit. Hold on.
Hey, it wasn't.
Hold on. Back in my day.
I don't got my sleeve on. That's the problem. I don't got my sleeve. Usually make that, you know.
It's some double rims. It's some double rims.
Y'all go ahead.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with 2-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
We do have some subs.
Okay, I was gonna say I'm turning my camera off. I'm gonna get a shot.
Why are you turning your camera off for that?
Because I don't want people to see me meandering around.
Walking like he got gout. Walking like he got gout. Where you going?
Here's live footage of Alf going to get a drink.
Oh shit! It's a couch.
Where does this crown go? Where did my crown go?
Purple bag.
Baby, where's my crown?
Baby,
can't see shit with these new lights. All right. Anyway, yeah, we do have some subs.
All right, list off the subs. Here we go.
Yeah, list off the subs. All right, so Unexpected Teacher gave out one tier one sub, so thank you. Vain Hype gifted a 1-month tier one sub to Miami Dolphins. Brian M gave out 5 tier one subs. That's what we got. So that's 7 subs.
For Unk, we're doing it for Unk.
For Unk.
All right, one time for Unk. Gonna hit him with a drip drop.
Oh fuck!
What are you drinking?
Hennessy for Unk.
Oh Jesus!
You gonna fight the whole house tonight?
Did I say Cavassier?
That's Cavassier. I don't even know what the fuck this is.
Pass the Cavassier.
I remember the ladies' man from SNL. I was the ladies' man for 5th grade Halloween. Didn't really work that well. Nobody knew who I was.
Hey, speaking of Halloween,
did you? You weren't in.
Brass, don't do it.
Chill. I was not.
I'm just checking.
But I had a Zephyr Hills bottle that I brought, and I wrote like Cavassier on it. I didn't know how to spell it. It was great.
So you was in blackface and dyslexic.
Yeah. See, and I had ADHD for the trifecta, you know. So drink.
Come on, trifecta. God
damn it.
We're gonna get in trouble. I need to make another regular drink.
What the fuck are you, Solana? What are you walking away doing shit?
Oh, I'm
you got your host in a fucking show, man.
Me? Is that me? Oh, fuck it. I'm drinking Cavassier. I thought this was Hennessy for real. My boy brought this over.
Tennessee.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I told y'all.
I might need to give Alf a strike.
Can we, speaking of Halloween, if you want to dress as Tiff but don't want to be in blackface, we got the shirt for you this Halloween.
Excellent transition. Oh,
that was a banging. I'm going to take back that strike.
All right. Master sales.
Put it up there.
Hey!
Finally got
I love that.
I was about to say that shit is too small.
The fuck them number shirt.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Yes, with the Tiff Harkless logo.
Man.
Tiff Harkless.
Yep, Tiff Harkless.
It has a Tiff Harkless logo. My favorite thing is a number as the U and fuck. Yeah. It's so, I mean, listen, if you don't understand that kind of nuance.
So everyone go to shop.miamiheatmeet.com.
Go watch that other post-game show. Sorry.
We're doing that again.
Shop.miamiheatbeat.com.
And we also, we got a...
Yeah, put it up there.
Else. This is also pretty hot too.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that one's fire. I like that.
Damn, I didn't know that shit was coming out.
Yeah.
Yes. It's also something for the ladies, brass.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. We got that.
I could have saved some money on shipping.
Yes, to the tank tops.
I could wear that. Fuck. What do you mean, just the ladies?
Let me find out the merch department been working
overtime.
I just got to shave my shoulders. I'm right there, shit hard.
So again, tell your friends, shop.miamiheatbeat.com.
I'm going to use Manscaped. Use the promo code. Sorry, my bad. Tiff.
Long time ago.
It's coming back, though. You're going to be able to use the code LSOPOD in a minute. But anyway, we'll get to that next week.
Spoiler alert.
No.
Oh yeah, I'm getting that Tony Brothers picture. We coming back. We back, baby.
Oh no.
Manscaped found me where I live, baby. They were like, we need you back. Sales are down. I said, let me go.
The economy is down.
Oh no.
I said my back out of control. Well, you know what I mean? We need each other right now. COVID been hard on everybody.
Need a long handle.
It's beach body time. I'm going to Jamaica on my honeymoon. Can't be out here looking like I'm wearing a fucking sweater.
Jamaica.
Manscaped. But wait till like a week from now and use LSO Pod for some money off. Anyway.
Hold off another week.
Not yet. Down the line. Way down the line. We have some, like, this is 35 minutes and we have not gotten to Siobhan's breakdowns yet.
This is great.
I got a break. You want to do my breakdown first or Siobhan's first? Which one? I got one.
Just I don't care.
One that just pissed me off. Just go ahead. Mine real quick so I can get a drink.
Okay. You got a problem.
I
got
to refill my drink.
All right.
I forget what mine is.
Okay, here we go.
Kevin Love looking confused as always. And then, Dragic gets to the rim and passes.
Oh, yeah.
Brass, bring that back, please.
Miami Heat staple.
Can we stop with this shit? Wrong? That is a wide open fucking layup. Like,
that's Heat basketball, baby.
Yeah. Oh, boom. And honestly, I'm not mad at a Kendrick Dunn contested. Okay, give it up.
Ooh, awesome.
All right, look, Iguodala, good defense. All right, get the ball back. And here's my favorite play of the game. As much as I love the White Wolf, I love this right here. Put back on. Grab the rebound, you flashy motherfucker.
Damn.
With your pants and your shoes on. Just grab the fuck. One more time on the fake putback dunk.
Look,
here we go.
This one.
Here we go. Here we go. Put back dunk. The White Wolf.
He didn't have his arm on. He didn't have his arm on.
What was he doing?
He didn't have his arm on.
Oh my God.
Oh, damn.
I'd have left my arm in the locker room. God damn. I had to put back. I only had my cybernetic arm. Anyway, so that was Al's breakdown. Because I only bring you the most important one. But go ahead, Siobhan. Let's get a real breakdown.
Oh, hold up. Let me break it down. So it can forever and consistently be broke.
think these might.
Look at this.
That's that gout. Giddy up.
Giddy up, gout.
Giddy up, gout.
Oh, Siobhan, just do the breakdown of him getting a drink.
Yeah, yeah.
Look. With urgency, he moves back. Look at that footwork. Look at that agility.
Look at that.
Two hands.
Hot.
Ambidextrous.
Too hot in the hot tub. Too hot in the hot tub. Too hot.
What happened?
We're breaking down your, you're getting your drink.
On the account of my gout?
Yes. Got that right, gout, giddy up.
I think okay. We got 4 defensive clips today. I was looking a lot of their zone and kind of just how they move through it. Which one is this one? Kendrick bumps. He keeps, like, he his eyes are on. This is what I like. Look at Jimmy. Look at Jimmy fight with him. But look at how he uses his feet. See, there was another one where... He's fighting with Jared and he spins off of him. Jimmy does a great job in the post, and he knows that he's small, but he's strong, and so he uses the rest of him to get in good position. They wanted to go in there. And truly, they still should have tried that pass. Like, they had points where they still could have made that pass, but Jimmy made it difficult. Kendrick is out there trying. He sees, shows his through. Bam, trying to get that extra $16 million out of the stand. Young blood, I get it. Watch Jimmy work. Watch Jimmy work. I appreciate it. Mm. Let's go to the next one. What's happening here?
What the hell was that?
It's like the Lil Wayne lighter flick.
I'm sorry, I had to open up my cans.
So we're in the zone. We're passing off. Bam's at the top. We have good communication in who and how we're passing off. Stays, but recovers, gets back. Everyone recovers back. Kendrick pushes. Kendrick was ready to take. Jared had Jimmy needed to go out. Play it one more time. Like, their zone was
he's
really
active
good
on. Look at him in this one. He's active, Kendrick. Poop. He's moving.
Yeah, he's paying attention. Like, he's his effort has been.
And look at his feet. Look at his feet.
He's live
look at
body.
Feet.
That
moving,
same type way
moving.
Duncan was a couple games ago. On the balls of his feet, live body, ready to. Move laterally, paying attention. They got it down there. He
in,
was ready to
out.
Cover for Jimmy. Recovered
ready
back.
Ready to switch.
Yep.
Ready to attack. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, look at my man Struce. Yep. Y'all see what I'm in my man Struce though.
Next clip.
my man Struce using square pants.
Fake screen. Jimmy stays. Oh, this was another one. Watch Jimmy work here. This is where he spent. Boom. Understands position.
Well, I was just gonna say, yeah. Man. Look at him get up.
Yes, look, Jimmy get back, great. get back.
Deadman recovers. Jimmy covers out. Trevor bumps so that Colin can't cut down the middle. Like,
oh, that was such a that was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they look really, really good. They weren't.
Get it,
a
Trevor.
Lot of times.
Yeah,
that was all times, tonight. Shit, it was a good game, huh?
A lot of times.
Crazy.
That was so. Can you play that again?
Yeah, that whole possession.
Let Siobhan break that down again. Look at Deadman, man.
So we were talking about that too. The different ways that they utilize Deadman versus the way that they use Bam. Bam is, you know, switch. Deadman.
Oh, you want me to come up?
I'm coming up. I'm dropping.
I'm a switch.
I'm here and I'm getting back.
Pressure on the passer, so you get back.
Pressure on the passer, but that he was able to do that because Trevor made it an emphasis to get back so that Deadman could get back. Everyone did what they were supposed to do. Jimmy was a dog on the sideline. And then, you know, defense to offense. That's how this team has to manufacture points because, you know, and our half-court offense is what it is. They tried the last one. Go ahead, Brass. All right, pause. Oh, see. All right, pause from the very beginning. So they do a lot of, you know, their half-court zone. They extended their zone, but they began their matchups in the backcourt wrong. These two are fine up here. Go ahead. Be ready to stop. Pause. Gorn is wrong as fuck. Struce has somebody in the corner. Bam has Jared right here. That should have been Gorn that comes up and takes this. They were matched up wrong from the beginning because I know Struce has one just sitting here in the corner. Max comes up to show, but then has to recover all the way back to the corner because I don't know what that communication was back there, but it was incorrect. Let it roll. Max shouldn't have had to come up here and get back here. Gorn.
So what you're saying is Gorn was wrong.
Gorn was wrong. Do it again. Wrong. And then I'm out. This is I am the Heat G League fringe player advocate.
But is that not Iggy? I'm sorry. Can
go back? Where?
I'm asking because I don't know. I'm not asking. No, I'm not doing the G thing where I'm like, oh, Siobhan, you're wrong.
Nope.
Is that not Iggy just trailing too hard?
No, because Iggy is the point of attack. It's unfair to ask Iggy. He's there. It's unfair to ask him from here to come back here when Goran isn't guarding anybody.
But my
and I understand that your trail man came down. Goran had
he should have stuck with Yeti
coming.
Or Jetty or whatever his
Jetty
name is.
Yeah, but Jetty backcut him, and that's why Struce had to step up.
I don't know. I think they should have matched up already because, yeah, Kendrick has Colin over here. Goran still isn't near anybody.
No, Goran, but see, Goran stepped up. Okoro, I think that's Okoro. I'm
They're
pointing at the
here.
Screen
These
like you guys can see me.
Pause. Okay, I see what you're saying. So maybe Iggy should have like bumped and
Iggy,
not let
Iggy
himself
got
get
back
beat
cut
here.
By Iggy got back cut by Jetty right there, and now he's too slow to keep up. Max has to step up to Jetty, which leaves a corner open.
Right. Why does Max have to step up? Who is Goran guarding? Goran should have already
look. Goran's there. Guarding Okoro.
No, he's not. Where? No, he's not.
Go
watch.
Like, play it. Play it. Look who Goran steps up to.
But he doesn't need to because Kendrick should have stayed there.
Though. But Goran's supposed to cut across the lane? That's not his assignment in his zone. I guess here's my problem is why is I don't think Iggy's the guy for this anymore right now. He doesn't have the foot speed because once Jetty back cut him, now we're done.
But he did what he was supposed to do. You
nobody's
want the ball
gonna get there
out of the hands.
Dude is already in the corner. So if you're asking either Nunn or Iggy to get to the corner anyway, that's a lost cause.
That's not going to happen, right? And yeah. So Iggy
the ball is faster. The ball is faster than the man.
Goran's guarding no one. He only looked like he's guarding Okoro because Okoro trailed down. Kendrick could have stayed there and Goran could have taken dude in the middle.
If you watch Nunn, he picked up Jetty. Struce didn't have to. Like, play it again. Like, Nunn.
Kendrick shouldn't have had to. Goran isn't guarding anyone.
He shouldn't have had to.
Goran's not guarding anybody.
Nunn could have picked up Jetty right there.
But why? Goran's not guarding anybody.
Yeah. They all fucked up.
Yes. I mean, my question here is, what is up with these fucking, like, stickers on the court? What a dumbass fucking look.
They look like
Cleveland can't get anything right aesthetically. What a garbage fucking franchise this is.
And take me out, Bryce.
All right.
No, they played really well tonight.
Looks like fucking luggage.
To your point, Siobhan, I was getting frustrated with that fucking zone tonight. And I understand why. And you disagree with me on the zone thing. And I was like, just play the man straight up. Because Colin was killing you anyway. But at the same time, Colin was killing you from the outside. And I guess if you're going to give Colin anything, give him the outside. But they were just – I was more – I guess maybe it was the trap or the pressure that I was upset with because you didn't have the horses to keep getting back.
And it was a lackluster attempt. And so – but even in a lackluster attempt, I think they could have oriented themselves better to start.
Yeah, and they just had guys – they fucking Dean Wade sitting in a corner all night just splashing threes in her face. And honestly, that should never happen because his name is Dean Wade. Did I do the mansplain thing again? I don't think I did.
No.
I don't know what I'm talking about. So I admit it.
No, so you're fine.
Jeez.
See you, Brass.
All right, Brass is gone. I'm producing the show now.
You got to go get more mint in the slap.
Oh.
Nah, my computer saw me drinking, I guess, got drunk. I don't know what the fuck happened. I did nothing wrong.
All right, so the next thing we got is we're at the 45. What? Where is Brass? Because I can't do the Moose at the Movies.
Dog.
It's going to be terrible if I do it.
Let me guess. It's Moose at the Movies, right? That's what you want to get to?
Moose at the Movies.
All right, let's do this.
One man, two desires. Drip, drop, and cinema. It's Moose at the Movies. Powered by StreamBeat.
For StreamBeat.
Give it one time for the StreamBeat. That's right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. My favorite segment of the week is finally here. So earlier this week, the nation celebrated my all-time favorite holiday. It's a tradition unlike any other. the most anticipated night in sports. A night where hope is restored. A night where everybody feels like a winner. No? Even a winner when they're a loser. Simply put, it's the greatest day of the fucking year. I'm not talking about Christmas. I'm not talking about Thanksgiving. I'm not talking about 420. I'm talking about draft day. That's right. This week, we're breaking down one of the most iconic sports movies of all time. Draft Day. That is right, people. See, this movie shows you exactly what it's like to be in the war room during the first round.
This is going to be fun with my fucking computer crapping out.
I can't wait. But most of all, it's a fucking crazy movie. I mean, this thing tries to be like 8 films in one. Tries to be a sports movie, tries to be a drama, a love story, a comedy. But that's mainly just the overall dialogue and P. Diddy's performance as a hotshot agent. See, in Draft Day, Kevin Costner plays Sonny Weaver, the Cleveland Browns GM. See, right off the bat, we find out that he's sleeping with the assistant GM and now she's pregnant. His dad was the coach of the team and he just died a few days ago. And on top of all of that, the Seahawks are offering him the number one overall pick in a draft day trade. And the owner's telling him if he doesn't take the pretty boy white QB, he'll lose his job. I mean, is that not enough plot for you in the first 5 minutes of the movie? I mean, Jesus Christ. So with the weight of the world on his shoulders, Sonny makes the deal. 3 first round picks to trade up to number one. The fans are happy. His owner is happy. But you know who isn't? Sonny. After finding out that the white QB repped by Bad Boy Entertainment didn't have a single teammate at his birthday party, a website dedicated to all the girls that he slept with. This is something a GM should have researched before they made the trade. So clearly this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing with his job. But, you know, he's questioning it if this is all a big mistake. See, he wants to draft a hard-hitting linebacker named Vontae Mack, played by the late, great Chadwick Boseman. Needless to say, Sonny Weaver is now officially freaking out.
Computer, take me out.
All right, so I'm going to be honest with you. The movie kind of hits a lull for about like 40, 50, 60 minutes. He spends the day thinking about... Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to be real with you. Like, the first 20 minutes are great. The last 20 minutes are great. All the shit in the middle is kind of eh. He spends the day thinking about his bastard child that he's about to have. And, you know, he's spreading the ashes of his dead dad on the Cleveland Browns practice field. Keep in mind, this is all like 2 to 3 hours before the NFL draft. Like, this guy's got way too much shit on his mind for the most important decision of his life. But anyways, here we are at the NFL draft. The Browns are on the clock, and it's time for Sonny to make a pick. See, everybody and their mothers is expecting him to draft a QB. In fact, Mel Kiper Jr. is even on TV saying he's going to be a perennial Pro Bowler, a real gunslinger with a cannon for an arm, all right? With an excel at the next level, I think he's going to be a first-round pick franchise player.
That's a good Mel Kiper, by the way.
Thank you. Been working on it for 31 years. But no, he does what every GM does on draft night and disappoints their fan base and reaches with the pick. That's right. He goes with his gut and follows the only plan he ever had. Vontae Mack, no matter what. The entire draft is shocked by this crazy reach. Once again, Cleveland is the laughingstock of the sports world. It's the only realistic point of this entire movie, if you ask me. Sonny just gave up 3 first-round picks to draft the guy he could have taken at his original pick. But this move sends the draft into a frenzy, and now this QB is falling. So what does Sonny do? He trades back into the draft. Everybody thinks he's going for the QB, but no. He calls up the Seahawks and he says, if you want this QB, you can have him. But I want all my picks back. That's right. This ballsy GM not only trades up to 1 and then he trades back down to 6, but then he trades to 7 and he gets his picks back. It's unbelievable. And what
this movie doesn't sound horrible at all.
No. It's fantastic. And what does he do with that number 7 overall pick? He gets himself a bell cow running back that would add some energy and excitement to their offense. Yeah? You hear that, Chris Greer? All right? He went for a fucking running back. All right? Something every team needs to help their offense. And took him at 7, okay? He didn't wait like an idiot for one to fall to him in the 2nd round or the 3rd round. He saw a weakness that he had at running back, and he got the best guy he could. What a crazy idea, right, Chris? Right? Satisfy your fan base with a running back? It's so fucking wild. Sorry. I forgot I was doing a bit here. Just fire Chris Greer. All right. I told people to sit around and wait, all right? Someone was going to trade up and take a running back before. I fucking called it. Look at this text message that I sent Chris, all right? Look, just look. Okay, you know what? Fuck this. Let's just move on. Brass, next one. Anyway, this movie's incredible. I mean, not only does Sonny Weaver just manipulate the draft board like it's Madden on easy mode, but he also got the guy that he wanted, and he's somehow being celebrated for it. I mean, I still think he's a terrible GM. Just wait till the news leaks that he got his assistant GM pregnant, and then he's got to go into the season with no answer at QB. I mean, homie should have just taken the bad boy QB and sell some jerseys along the way. People love drafting quarterbacks. Just look how happy Tiff is today. Her Bears traded up for a QB, and it was like celebrating Christmas morning while getting laid in Disneyland on Molly. Just pure bliss. This movie showcases the real joy and wonder of the NFL draft. It's the greatest sporting event on earth. One night where fans, who have no say in what the team does, knows more than the coaches and executives. It's my favorite yearly tradition. Especially as a Dolphins fan, because the games are fucking terrible to watch. Spending all year mock drafting and getting excited for the inevitable Chris Greer letdown. If only Sonny Weaver was my GM. I give this movie 5 first round picks. It's a must-see instant classic. Jesus. Just fast forward all the way to the end. Because like I said, those 40, 50 minutes in between 60 minutes, it's terrible. All right, Brass, take me out. That's it.
First of all, This I want to highlight this. Carla Tiana.
Carla Tiana is the shit. That's
comment. Mm-hmm. Kevin Costner is grossly over. He's a fucking bad actor. Like he's eating off of the Bodyguard and Dancing with Wolves and Field of Dreams, and he wasn't very good in any of those movies. He was terrible in the Bodyguard, and Whitney Houston should have never fucked him. Spoiler alert.
Honestly, his best movie is Tin Cop, and I stand by that. Anyway,
yeah, listen, he's a terrible actor.
He's a bad actor.
People were like Denzel or Kevin Costner. I was like, if you don't get the fuck out of my damn face,
you ever seen that movie, The Guardian? Or
steak?
Yeah,
The Guardian's pretty good. You should check that out, though.
The Guardian's, and that's what I was gonna say. The Guardian's really good. Ashton Kutcher.
With who? Who?
Kevin Costner and Ashton Kutcher. It's a good movie.
Oh, hell no.
No,
those two, how can you lose?
In spite of Ashton Kutcher. Right.
In spite of Kevin Costner.
Yeah. It's the real story.
But I'm just going to say, draft day fucks. I'm just saying. Just skip all the shit in the middle. Watch the rest.
I think the actual NFL draft sucks.
No. Am I going to like a movie?
No,
it's the funniest thing in the world to watch all these fucking idiots who, like, listen, I like football.
Same.
I admit to the fact that I know nothing about what's happening. Like, I'm watching play. Like, it's not like basketball where Siobhan can put on a play and we can all have a discussion about who fucked up. And we all kind of have a good idea. Siobhan and Tiff normally know more than the rest of us, but on an NFL play, we literally have no idea what the play call was. We never know who fucked up, when they fucked up, why they fucked up. Like, people don't, like, most, like, 90% of the people who talk about football don't know what they're watching. And then you come to the NFL draft where novices try to take what they saw.
Giancarlo novices?
You guys try to take what you've seen in college football and translate it to the NFL like you know anything. You all know nothing.
Here's where you're wrong, okay? I spend all year mock drafting, scouting, watching these players, really dissecting how they would do in our offense, okay? If the fucking Dolphins just listen to me, we would have a perennial Pro Bowler every year. You know, every guy that I want us to take, they don't take. And it pisses me the fuck off. But I can't lie. I look forward to it every year. The inevitable heartbreak. It feels so good. There's something about the letdown. It's just, it's amazing.
It's so stupid. The whole draft.
No, it's the best. It's the best.
I've watched Heat fans year after year get mad at a Tyler Herro pick, get mad at the Bam Adebayo pick. It's just so stupid. Like, none of us know
how you feeling with your quarterback? How good do you feel
best
right now?
Best day of the year.
That's what I'm talking about. Treat yourself.
If he's good, yes. Treat yourself. But if the nigga's trash, then everyone's going to be like, oh, the GM don't know what the fuck he's doing.
First of all, an hour before the draft, the GM didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
He didn't.
Dude fell. Let me tell you something. Somebody said, have him. And Pace was just walking down the hill. And here comes Justin Fields rolling to his fucking ankles. And you know what hell he did? Yeah. He reached down.
Rolling.
That man traded up.
And said, y'all like me now?
I love it. I was so happy for you, Tiff. I was so happy for you. It's the best night of the year. Alf, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh,
and how many picks did Brad Steven offer for him?
None.
Did you see the meme this morning from Baby Boy? It was like Justin Fields and Dude's kitchen this morning. Like the old man.
Oh, yeah.
He in Andy Dalton's kitchen with his cheeks out.
Yeah, with his drawers on.
Oh, that's doing a
dead, he did a Deadman shuffle into that kitchen like.
Yes, he did. Oh, look who here now.
What you gonna do, young buck?
Say something.
That's like when Damon look at Precious walking in the locker room like.
God damn it! Not again.
But you gotta do this. You gotta do the sound. You gotta do the.
Oh, this was your Gatorade.
It look like it's mine now.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.